episode 534, The Stories You Tell Yourself.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? I pray you're having a marvelous start to your brand new week. And if it's in the middle of your week, wherever you are in your week, in your journey, I hope that you're taking a moment for you, as you should every day, even if it's just that 5 minutes. Breathe deeply and really begin to understand where you are. Be grateful for your journey, even in the midst of a storm, because the stories you tell yourself, they magnify your success throughout your journey. And today, that's what we're chatting about today. Yes, indeed. And first off, though, we have to give a huge shout out to all of our brand new family members here at Create Your Now. We are thrilled and honored of your presence. And if you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com. There you can learn more information as to what we offer, what we're about. Remember, this podcast is a daily podcast. It's hard to find it, but Monday, Wednesday and Friday is all about teachings. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll find motivation, inspiration. Saturdays right now for the summer, we're on Summer Sizzle Saturday. And Sundays are Sweet Spirit Sundays. So those are kind of ideas as to what goes on here in our daily podcast. But before we go any further, it's time to dive deeper. Dive deeper. Yes, we are. The stories you tell yourself. The stories you tell yourself. They either lift you up or they put you down. You hear the enlightened Cinderella dream story or the disheartened slumber of defeat story. What stories are you telling yourself? As your eyes began to fixate on the sun peeking through the blinds this morning, what story was playing in your head? Maybe it was a story of, I have so much to do, I'm not going to get it all done. Or maybe the story of, I'm blessed with another day to impact the people I serve. The stories you tell yourself become your daily beliefs, your mantras of the day, your focus. By focusing and hearing the story of hope and impact, your day is off to a pleasant and uplifting start. However, focusing on the drudge of incompletions, you have convinced yourself that today will not go down as a win. You're defeated. You're beat. The stories you tell yourself. What stories do you tell yourself? We wake up and we go about our day not even thinking about what we're thinking about. We repeat things from our youth when we really don't even understand maybe what happened during then, because our memories are a little bit skewed. As a child, we don't see things, or we see things differently than we do as an adult. Our perspectives are different. The stories you tell yourself. Do you recall a fishing trip for the first time? Possibly with your dad or grandpa, maybe an uncle, or with your own child. And the anticipation of the trip had everyone smiling. You had to go out and buy that new rod because you didn't have one. You had to figure out how to string it and make it all work after you kind of got twisted and tied up in it. And you're like, oh, why is this so difficult? You get all tangled in it. Then it's the day. You arrive at the spot, your fishing spot, and you had to bait the hook. Yuck, I thought. That was my reaction. I was with my grandfather, and my grandpa would have it no other way. Even if I was a girl, I still had to bait my own hook. After a couple of lessons as to safety and casting my line, we were on our own. There we went. I can remember catching my first fish. And as I retold the story over and over and over again, my fish got what? Bigger and bigger and bigger. We tell fish tales every single day. We repeat them, we believe them, we live them. The stories you are telling yourself are either hurting you or serving you. Are these stories that you're telling yourself, are they lies, stretching the truth, making you feel better? Or are they stories that are hurting you because they are lies? Well, let's talk about a few examples. Let's talk about the fish story. because we love fishtails, right? So my first fishtail with my grandfather, love my grandpa to death. Grandpa John was amazing. He taught me so much about life. And I can remember I was the only granddaughter for a long time. It wasn't until my sister and my cousin came about. And so for probably about 5-6 years, it was just me as a girl around. And which was great because I was the only girl. But it wasn't so great for me, maybe looking back, because I always had the boys around. There were only 3 other boys, but it was still the boys. And so Grandpa wanted to make sure he included me. And so we would go fishing down on our family property of 13 acres. And he had this beautiful pond. And we'd have to walk all the way down to the bottom of the hill. And there he would fill it every single year with fish. Now, some fish were big enough to eat, and we would eat them if they were big enough. Another fish, not so much. Well, my story here, my fish story, was my actual first catch of my fish was just a little bluegill. Just a little thing. I was just a little thing. The fish was littler than my actual full hand, from wrist to fingertip. It was a small thing. We had to throw it back in order for it to live and grow more. So eventually when I would catch it, maybe I could eventually eat it, even though I didn't like to think that way because I was so much into loving the animals and not hurting them. But Grandpa taught us the whole thing, the whole ball of wax. It was how to bait the hook, how to catch the fish, how to take out the hook, which I never liked when they squirmed. And then if they were big enough to catch and keep, then we would go up and we know how to clean them and all. So then we could cook them outside. Grandma would do a little bit of the dressing part of it, and then we would all do the rest. And it was a time that I very much treasured. But you see, my fishtail, this little bluegill, didn't make for a great story. Because all the boys caught what? These really big bass. I mean, like 6 to 8 inches minimum. They always caught the big fish. I was just catching these little ones. And being the only girl, it was like, well, that's not very fair. So I wouldn't mention at all that it was a bluegill. I always pretended it was a bass. It was always bigger. You know how they tell those fish stories? They're little, but then they actually end up getting what? Inches to feet bigger than what they really are. This was a story that I told, stretching the truth, making me feel better. Like I wasn't a failure as a fisherwoman, as a fisherman. But I was okay with that, really. But it made it more interesting, saying that, hey, I caught it like the boys did. I think it's just because they used bigger worms. I didn't like those little slimy things. And to put them on the hooks, I felt so bad. Some other stories that you tell that are hurting you because they are lies. Maybe you're working on a business idea. And your business idea is going to require you to speak in front of 200 people or more. And you're like, Christiane, I can't speak in front of 20 people. I mean, I was head of a committee, but there's only like 5 or 6 people. I could handle that. It's like my family. But I mean, to get in front of hundreds of people, I don't know, butterflies get in my tummy. Okay, that story that you're telling yourself, it's a lie. Did you know what? There's a coach for that. You can get help as to public speaking, how to fight those butterflies in your tummy, how to understand those feelings and how to embrace them instead of how to run from them. You can do it. But these are the fish tales that we're telling ourselves, that we repeat, we believe, and we live. The stories you tell yourself either move you forward or hold you back. You're either going forwards or backwards. You don't idle in life because you're not doing anything. So when you are idling, you don't think you're doing anything, you're actually moving backwards. How do you escape the stories of lies? These lies you keep telling yourself, these stretched out truths, which technically are lies. A lie is a lie, whether they're those little white lies or whether they're really big demonstrative lies, they're all a lie. So how do you escape these stories of lies? What can you do to change up the stories that you're telling yourself? Well, guess what? You need to change the stories you're telling yourself. Pretty simple. And that's your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Change the stories you're telling yourself. Now, we talked about this actually not very long ago. It's been just a little over a month. You can go back and review episode 493 and 494. Change Your Story, Change Your Life was episode 494. And in there, we talk about things a little bit differently. This is a different twist. And I wanted to go a little bit deeper with you because I really, truly believe that you are telling yourself a story every single day, multitudes of stories, and you're not even thinking about the stories that you're thinking about. And that way, what's happening is you're living out these stories, and most of them are lies. And you're sitting here going, but I can't escape them because I keep telling myself these stories, yet I don't know that I'm telling myself these stories. It's this circle, the circle of lies, the series of lies, the fish tales. You want to get out of the fish tales. So how do you do that? Well, you're going to change the stories you're telling yourself, and that's how you do it. Number one, let's break it down, break it down. Know the current story you're telling yourself. You have to know that story. You tell your things in your mind that are so subconsciously there, you don't consciously know you're thinking about them. Yet when you dig deeper, it's like boop, 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 all these little blooms come up. You're like, oh my gosh, all these lies I've been telling myself. What was I thinking? You weren't thinking. That's why. It was subconsciously. You need to know the story you're telling yourself. Number two, write it down. Journal it. This is not about leaving it in your head. You got to put it down on paper. Pen to paper, pencil to paper, Crayola to paper, something to paper. I don't care if you want to use lipstick to a mirror. You need to physically write it down. Number three, acknowledge the true and false within the story. All of our stories have truths and falsehoods to them. What are they? You need to know the truths and the faults to them. So you need to acknowledge them, highlight them, circle them. Say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was thinking this about me on this story. Look at my fish story. My fish story is great. It's awesome because I'm spending time with my grandpa. I'm spending time with my cousins and my brother. It's fantastic. But the part that is the lie part is that little fish. It was a little fish. I didn't catch the bass, the bigger bass. But the cool thing is that little fish, well, it leads us to number four. Remove the false and restore the truth or what you want to come. And in this process, you need to be gentle. My little bluegill, as cute as it can be, I don't know if it was a girl or boy, but we're going to call it a boy for now. So this little bluegill that I got to throw back in, guess what? I got to come back later. And I don't know that I ever found that same bluegill again. But that bluegill had the opportunity to grow bigger. So then when I did come fishing again, what? I could catch it again and maybe actually go and enjoy eating it if I so chose. Of course, I really didn't like fish much then. I think it's probably because Grandpa made me clean the fish. And that just did not inspire me whatsoever. Call me crazy, but I'm just telling you the absolute truth. But remove that false. We had to remove the bass part out of it. What about you with your business idea? Oh, I can't speak in front of 200 people. Why not? Maybe because you haven't practiced. Maybe because you haven't done it and you could get a coach for that. You can get someone to help you with your nerves. You can learn strategies and tools, techniques as to how to speak. How to make your voice sound like it's not vibrating when you talk. Because some of us, you know, that's what you sound like or you think you sound that way. Have you ever recorded yourself to see what you really sound like? There's ways to be an overcomer. Remove the false and restore the truth or what you want to come. Maybe it's something that is to come. You're telling yourself the story that there's no way, Christiane, I can lose these last 10 pounds. Or that I can put on this muscle that I've been wanting to build. I've been working on it and working on it and working on it. Well, guess what? Maybe you haven't found the right answer for your mind, body, and spirit. There's lots of different ways to do things. Maybe you haven't found the right coach that understands where you're coming from. Remove the false and restore the truce, or what you want to come. And be gentle. Don't be harsh. Don't look in that mirror and say, there's no way you're going to lose that last 10 pounds. You've just been fat your whole life, so you might as well, you know, just give into it. You're not going to get in to what you really want to get into. It's okay. Hormones play a part in it. No, you're making up excuses. If that's really what you want to do, then there's a way to overcome it. But be gentle with yourself. Change the stories you're telling yourself. And number five, you have to tell your new story. Tell and share your new story, the good news of your story. Otherwise, what's happening, all this reframing that you've done, the changing of your story is not going to mean squat because you're not willing to put the time into it. So as you sit there scratching your head going, okay, Christiane, I'm listening to what you're saying. I get it. It resonates with me. I know. I can sit here right now and I can think of three stories that I tell myself every single day, whether I'm in the car, whether I look in the mirror, or when I'm in the kitchen. I don't know where to start with first. Pick one story first, one story. And this is what I want to do. I'm reaching out to you right now, extending my hand. You have that one story. You want to change the story you're telling yourself, but you're not really sure how to do it. Well, guess what? I'm here to help you with your one story. All you do is click on a link that says the story I tell myself. And we're going to schedule a strategy call specific to the story you want to change. You don't have to sit here and go, oh my gosh, I don't know what to talk about. There's so many things I want to do, but I'm just confused. No, we're talking about the one story right now that's popped in your head right now. Right now, you got it right there. Click on the link right now. Set up the strategy call with me. It's 20 minutes, no more than 20 minutes. And you're going to walk away with three strategies that you can implement to restore the truce or what you want to come. You're going to have a game plan. You're going to be able to share your new story. How exciting is that? But it starts with you. It starts with you being bold and being in the presence of your journey. Are you willing to step out? You know that story's there. You want to make a change. You know it's simple, but it's not easy. Here's my hand. I'm reaching out to you. Take hold. And let's change your story together. I'm waiting right here for you. Let's schedule it. All right, click on that. Honestly, it doesn't cost you anything. I am not going to try to sell you anything. This is for you. I'm giving this to you. It's a gift. It's whether or not you're willing to say, gosh, I have been battling this for 10 years. Have you ever taken time to actually do this? Maybe you've wanted to, but you've never taken the time. 20 minutes can change your life. You matter to me that much. Let's do this together and change the story you're telling yourself. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.